and third place to sophomore Parker Milsna of Cashton.
At 113 pounds, your champion from Aquinas, Jake Fitzpatrick. Second place goes to Peck Argyle's Lucas Orloff, and third, Elliot Kite of Mineral Point.
At 120 pounds, the champion is Roger Fleege of Aquinas, the runner-up, Jaden Geyer of Westby, and third place, freshman Lakota Brewer of the Riverdale Chieftains.
Moving on to 126 pounds, Brody Meats of Riverdale is your champion. Second place goes to Alexander Radovich from New Lisbon, and third place, Danny Finley from Parkview, Albany.
At 132 pounds, the sectional champion is Hunter Stevens of Iowa Grand Highland. Runner-up, Rowan Carey of Mineral Point. And third place to Gunnar Wopat of Royal Waniwak Center.
And 138 pounds, the champion, Elliot Biba of Iowa Grand Highland. Coming in at second place, Waylon Hargrove of Aquinas. And third place goes to Reed Sawyer from New Lisbon.
Just missing out on a trip to state there at 138 is Riverdale senior Sean Duffy, with 38 wins on his ledger this year, did not quite make it down to Madison. At 144, senior Ian Crapp of Fenimore is the champion. Zach Moline of Aquinas, the runner-up. And Brock Hinderman, a freshman from Iowa Grand Highland, placed third.
At 150 pounds, Zyler St. Davis of Fenimore is the champion. Second place goes to Tyson Imhoff of Iowa Grand Highland. Third, Trevor Polson from Aquinas.
At 157 pounds, Tristan Stealth of Fenimore is the champion. Jackson Bussey of Iowa Grand Highland, the runner-up. And Ithaca Weston's lone representative at the state tournament will be third-place finisher at 157 pounds, junior Nolan Waldner.
And moving on to 165 pounds, champion from Mineral Point, Cade Rule. Second place goes to Emerson Mullen from Iowa Grand Highland. And Seth Greeno from DeSoto takes home third place.
At 175 pounds, the champion is David Moline of Aquinas, the runner-up, making his second trip to state, senior Riley Wanick of Riverdale. And third place goes to Nathan Blaschke of Fenimore.
190-pound champion from Aquinas, Tyson Martin. Runner-up from Fenimore is Wyatt Honan. And third place from Parkview, Albany is Sam Swingle.
Just missing out on his second trip to state is Riverdale senior Caden Rennish. He bowed out with 30 wins on his senior ledger, took fourth here, and did not qualify for a trip to state. At 215 pounds, the champion is Jackson Tremec of Blair Taylor. The runner-up, Bodie Vakop of Iowa Grand Highland. And third place goes to Wesley Egan of Parkview, Albany.
And 285 pounds from Fenimore, your champion is Evan Grott. Second place goes to Riverdale, Grant Matthews. And third place to Aquinas, Brett Sokolsky.
Repeating, Aquinas with eight state qualifiers leads the way. Iowa Grand Highland is next with seven, then six from Fenimore, four from Riverdale, three each from Mineral Point and Parkview, two apiece from Pecatonica Argyle and New Lisbon, and one each from Ithaca Weston, DeSoto, North Crawford Seneca, Cashton, Westby, Royal Waniwak Center, and Blair Taylor. Now, the girls' tournament was also held here today at Mineral Point, where the top finisher and only one, the champion, goes on to the state tournament. At 100 pounds, the champion is sophomore Kylie Klum of Westby, taking second, but not advancing to state, is freshman Luca Gross of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative.
At 107 pounds for the girls, your champion is Brooklyn Lull from Fenimore. Second place, Gracie Rombolski from Independence Gilmanton.
Boy, former coach Scott Schmitz of Mineral Point using the leaf blower out there. Sounds like he's cutting down trees behind it. At 114 for the girls today, junior Marissa Klum of Westby takes the championship. Close match, 10-9. She wins over senior Darcy Jelenic of North Crawford Seneca, who places second.
And 120-pound weight class for the girls. Sophomore Dialia Collins from Mineral Point is your champion as she defeats Madison Glass of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative.
Frankie Groom, a freshman from North Crawford Seneca, wins the championship at 126 pounds.
And 132 pounds from Lancaster, Olivia Ball is the champion as she defeats Maddie Townsend from Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative.
At 138 pounds, Gianni Babel of Kickapoo Lafarge Youth Initiative is headed to the state tournament. The senior with a pin in the finals, 58 seconds over Raquel Vincent of Lancaster, Gianni Babel, a senior for Coach Leah Guchinet-Gross and Dustin Clements. goes to state for Kickapoo LaFarge Youth Initiative.
And moving on to 145-pound Sophia Paulson from Aquinas, the juniors are champion as she defeats Cecilia Weiss from Lancaster.
At 152 pounds, the champion, without question and without contest, is freshman Brittany Pesch of River Ridge. She was the only wrestler in her weight class.
And the same thing at 165 pounds with one wrestler is Rachel Schauer from Fenimore as she moves on to the state tournament.
Anna Logue, a sophomore from North Crawford Seneca, is the champion at 185 pounds. Scott Schmitz turned down the volume a little bit as he went past us and apologized. It sounds like he's snoring.
Yeah.
Anna Logue of North Crawford Seneca makes it two wrestlers from that squad going on to state. She wins the title at 185.
And finally at 235 pounds for the girls, Sydney Cohen of Parkview Albany is your winner. She defeats Kaylee Manning from Ithaca Weston by a pin in 1 minute and 20 seconds.
Kaylee got the first takedown, then was reversed and pinned. It was a great start for the freshman from Ithaca Weston. He's had a great season. She was disappointed, of course, falls one step short. For the girls, North Crawford Seneca, Westby, and Fenimore lead the way with two state qualifiers apiece. A good day. David will be with me next week from the Kohl Center in Madison as we start coverage on a Thursday evening. With Division II and III preliminary round action, we look forward to that. Congratulations to the top three finishers for the boys today, advancing on to state, and to the girls' individual champions here from the Mineral Point Division III sectional. For David Wormand, I'm Bill Twining for WRCO Sports.
When it comes to your home's plumbing needs, you can trust and rely on Jelinek Plumbing and Heating. From new water heaters, sump pumps, and garbage disposals, to fixing a leaky faucet or a running toilet, we will solve your issues and provide you with the best options for your home. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, offering 24/7 service, reasonable rates, and we guarantee the job will be done right. Jelinek Plumbing and Heating, 649-7916.
Get ready to light up the sky this 4th of July with Sky Inc. Pyro's Tax Return Presale. They're offering incredible deals on all consumer-grade fireworks. Pre-order now and get a 10% discount. This is a veteran-owned business. Secure your stash now, and they'll store your fireworks until the last week of June. It's the perfect way to turn your tax return into a dazzling display of celebration. Call or text 870-214-8247 to pre-order and snag the best deals on fireworks. Plus, for an extra splash of excitement, they're offering private shows. Make this 4th of July unforgettable with Sky Inc. Pyro, where the celebration begins with a bang. Call or text 870-214-8247 now to light up your Independence Day.
The best in high school sports in Southwest Wisconsin. WRCO-FM 100.9 in Richland Center.
Congratulations to Emma Haney. We welcome you back to Wisconsin Dells. A nice victory there. She gets the win by pin, 141 over her opponent, and that was Madeline Gazda of Menasha, Mauston, somewhere in that area.
No.
And Ava Lord of Dodgeville is on the mat at 100 pounds. There's no score in that match, and that's in the second period. She is taking on Rylan Olson of Nakusa Fort Edwards. Building along with Hank Bray, we get into the girls section. Quite a few boys, Russell backs to go yet as well. We don't have too many girls in the tournament, but the first two weight classes we certainly do and have. Ava Lord, who this is her first year out for wrestling at Dodgeville. She is a junior. And has done pretty well for herself.
She loves it.
Yeah.
According to her granddad, she absolutely loves it.
Oh, stacking up her opponent here. She could be scoring some near ball points. Ava Lord taking the lead with a minute to wrestle by two and then some. Stacks up her opponent for a possible pin. There it is. And the Nashville fans love it. Ava Lord with a championship girls tournament at 100 pounds. And that comes in for the record of 108. Congrats to Ava Lord. Grandparents Tom and Debbie right in front of us. proud uncle, Eric. You made 308 time on that one. Was it? Oh, was that, you're right. It was the second period. All right, 308. So I was thinking it was only the second, or it was only the first. But Ava Lord, a champion, and so is Emma Haney. So they are going on to state there are no wrestlebacks for girls. Last year they did take along a couple of walks. If there weren't enough to fill out the brackets at state, they would take up some of the runner-up finishes at sectional. So that could happen again. Not necessarily is your season done if you don't come out on top on here, or this weight class. 114 and 120 are on the weights, on the mats. We don't have any local wrestlers here, I don't think, the rest of the way for girls. We had a couple of River Valley wrestlers bow out in this tournament a little bit ago. And so the rest of the way, we've got Watoma Wild Rose has several wrestlers. So does Darlington Blackhawk. Moroqua has Maddie Zuby, who's had a pretty good career. She's up at 152 a little bit later on today. And let's see. Dodgeville has another wrestler. That's Brielle Walmer at 185. Will be competing here for the right to go to girls' state.
Right now on mat one, I've got Miss Gallagher, Alexa Gallagher from Monroe. She is facing Zoe Light.
All right.
Yeah. 5-7 versus 11-7. Pretty good one.
Back with more from Wisconsin Dells in a moment from WRCO and WRCO.com.
From plumbing, electrical, paint and power tools, to lumber, farm supplies, rental equipment, and small engine repair, Nelson Egger Center is your project headquarters since 1954. Our number one goal is to provide excellent customer service, and you can expect a personal, helpful experience from our knowledgeable staff. Start your next project at the locally owned and operated Nelson Egger Center, downtown Viroqua, serving you since 1954.
Added Touch Floral and Gifts is here to help you during the important times of your life, such as weddings, funerals, birthdays, and anniversaries. With Added Touch's experienced staff, you can rest assured you'll get exactly what you want. See Added Touch's wonderful display of fresh flowers, unique gifts, cards, balloons, candles, wine, and more. Added Touch Floral and Gifts, your friendly full-service florist on Main Street, Richland Center, 647-2319, or find them on the web at addedtouchfloral.com, and be sure to like them on Facebook.
WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center. WRCO 100.9 FM, Richland Center.
WRCO News is brought to you by TC Auto Works. A few clouds and breezy tonight with a low of 22, sunny to partly cloudy and warmer tomorrow with a high of 39, and partly cloudy tomorrow night with a low of 19. Currently in Richland Center, it's 32 degrees under partly clear skies.
Please record your message.
Hey, it's me, your car. I hate to bother you again, but you hearing these sounds? Sounds like this and this. I mean, those screeches could be my brakes. And those clunky noises, I have no idea. One thing is for certain, the team at TC Auto Works in Richland Center has the brains and equipment to diagnose and repair all my issues. They service and repair all vehicles, foreign and domestic. So call now for an appointment. 608-383-1700. TC Auto Works, Highway 14, East Richland Center. Call now.
Today is Saturday, February 17th. Good evening for WRCL News. Sitting in for Phil Nee, I'm Tim Thede. Two men were arrested following a traffic stop Friday night around 6:30. An Iowa County Sheriff's deputy made the traffic stop on State Road 23 near Row Road in the Dodgeville Township. The sheriff's canine alerted on the vehicle. Following a search of the vehicle, deputies arrested Don Donald Lehman of 44 of Dodgeville for felony possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture or store methamphetamine, and Dustin Yanichik, 31 of Dodgeville, for felony possession of drug paraphernalia to manufacture or store methamphetamine, felony possession of methamphetamine, and 4 counts of felony bail jumping. Both men were taken to the Iowa County Jail. An effort to reduce drunk driving in Wisconsin, State Senator Chris Larson is proposing a requirement for all drivers convicted of OWI to get alcohol-detecting ignition interlock devices installed in their vehicles. That's currently required only in some circumstances. It's the 7th time the Milwaukee Democrat has introduced legislation to do that. Larson's bill would include those convicted of first offense OWI, which remains a misdemeanor in Wisconsin. He was joined at a press conference yesterday by representatives of the Milwaukee Fire Department and Mothers Against Drunk Driving. And the Sauk County Partnership of Prevention Coalition worked jointly with the Reedsburg Police Department to conduct compliance checks in January at licensed alcohol retailers across Reedsburg. Law enforcement and volunteer youth buyers completed 24 checks of these 15 retailers, did not sell to underage buyers, resulting in a 63% compliance rate. However, 9 retailers sold illegally to underage buyers. The number of retailers who sold to underage buyers increased from 5 in June to 2023 to 9 in January of 2024. The goal of the compliance check program is to encourage compliance with state and local alcohol laws. Research shows that conducting compliance checks at least twice per year over multiple years can reduce illegal sales to young people. Retailers can use education materials available through the Department of Revenue to train their employees to check IDs properly. WRCO News Time is 5:16. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.
Hi, this is Teresa Clary with Clary Memorial Funeral Home. With today's rising inflation, now is the perfect time to pre-plan and pre-fund your funeral with coverage from Pekin Insurance through Clary Memorial Funeral Home. Your pre-funded policy, called Pathway, is guaranteed and can be used anywhere in the United States. Call today and protect against future inflation with a Pathway policy from Pekin Insurance. Contact Josh Clary at Clary Memorial Funeral Home for more information.
Today is Saturday, February 17th. Dennis Arthur, the Opalman Doll, 77 of Spring Green, died Tuesday at Greenway Manor Nursing Home. A memorial service will be held tomorrow at 2 at the Spring Green Community Church. Burial will be in the Will Wood Cemetery in Rockford, Illinois, at a later date. Friends may call at the Spring Green Community Church tomorrow from 12:30 until the time of service at 2. The Richardson Stafford Funeral Home in Spring Green is assisting the family with the arrangements. Dennis Arthur, the Opalman Doll, 77 of Spring Green. Martin Joseph Bullen, 92 of Rural Lavelle, died Wednesday at the Reedsburg Area Medical Center. Funeral services will be held Wednesday at 11 at Walton Friends Church in Walton. Burial will follow at the Oaks Cemetery, Woodland Township. Friends may call Tuesday from 4 until 7 at the Farber Casanova Chapel. Friends may also call at the Walton Friends Church Wednesday from 10 until the time of service at 11. Memorials may be made to the Casanova Fire Department, EMT, or a Grace Hospice. The Farber Funeral Home is assisting the family with the arrangements. Martin Joseph Bolin, 92, of Rural Lavelle.
Don't miss the annual Driftless Area Deer Classic, Saturday, February 24th from 9 to 5 at the Richland Center Community Center. Bring in your deer head to be entered for a chance to win a gun. Enjoy interesting vendors, bucket and gun raffles, a trail camera photo contest. Sheds are welcome but will not be scored. Come enjoy food and beverages. Admission is just $5. Kids 12 and under free. Pre-register Friday night, February 23rd from 5 until 9 or Saturday from 9 until noon. For more information, phone 475-4963. The Driftless Area Deer Classic. Saturday, February 24th at the Richland Center Community Center. WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO. I hope you enjoyed your sunny Saturday, as a few clouds were around, but those winds were breezy, making our high temperatures of the low 30s feel more like the 20s as they whipped out of the west, gusting up to 25 miles per hour. Unfortunately, they're going to stay strong tonight, too, and even into the overnight hours and through tomorrow. This means our lows falling to the low 20s tonight will probably feel more like the low teens. So bundle up if you're headed out early tomorrow morning, but throughout the day, we're going to see spring return. In fact, we'll be under a mix of sun and clouds and much warmer temperatures as we return back to the low 40s. Monday, we'll see partly cloudy skies and temperatures getting even warmer. They're going to rise to the upper 40s. And you'll never believe it. By Tuesday, a warm front wraps throughout the state, soaring our high temperatures to the 50s. And as the strong low pressure nears the state, this means we'll see windy conditions and warm weather really surging in by Wednesday. Highs are going to soar to the mid-50s. But of course, with that comes the chance of some light rain showers, which could flip to some spotty snow showers by Thursday night and into Friday. And you know, behind that system, our temperatures are going to be dragged down much, much cooler. In fact, by Friday, highs will be in the upper 30s. Otherwise, as we close the month of February out, and that closes the books on the meteorological winter calendar, NOAA's put out an outlook for above-average temperatures continuing. However, above-average precipitation. As we take a look at the extended outlook, we do have a chance for a storm striking, potentially, on the 27th to the 28th, and, of course, to close out the month. What it'll bring is yet to be determined, but, of course, depends on those temperatures. And I hope you enjoy the rest of your evening. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot for WRCO.
The Richland County Bank knows convenience and security are very important to everyone today. Richland County Bank customers enjoy both with Bill Pay with Richland County Bank Online. You have immediate access to your account information 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at your convenience at your home or office. It's simple and it's secure and there is no monthly fee. It's free. Bill Pay allows you to schedule future or recurring payments, have complete online access to bill payment history, and receive a confirmation number at the end of each transaction as your receipt. To apply for Bill Pay, visit Richland County Bank at 195 West Court Street, Richland Center, or call 608-647-6306. Richland County Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender. You can learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Richland County.
Currently in Richland Center, it's mostly sunny and 32 degrees after a daytime high of 33 and a morning low of 10. Yesterday's high was 29 and we received no precipitation. Record high was 63 degrees in 1981 with a record low of 22 below set back in 1973. Last year's high was 27 with a low of 9. Sunset will take place tonight at 5:35 and sunrise tomorrow morning will be at 6:56. The winds are out of the southwest at 5 miles per hour. Our barometric reading is 29.82, and we have received no precipitation. Once again, our current temperature is 32 degrees.
WRCO Weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank, dedicated to serving this community and area with hometown service.
When Cynthia came to TurboTax, she just launched her new side gig. A true crime podcast.
I'm a first-rate detective with a golden voice.
As her TurboTax expert, I made her second income count by guaranteeing 100% accurate filing and her maximum refund.
What did she do with that refund? Find out next week.
Switch to Intuit TurboTax and make your moves count. See guarantee details at TurboTax.com/guarantees. Experts only available with TurboTax Live.
Riverdale Ag is here to serve your cropping needs. They offer a full line of crop protection products along with dry and liquid fertilizers. Dave and his prompt professional staff offer feed, seed, fertilizer, chemical, grain elevator, and application. Partnering with farmers since 1983, Riverdale Ag Service is Southwest Wisconsin's whole farm supplier. Farmers that are shopping around for fertilizer in these times need to give Riverdale Ag a call for competitive pricing and great service. 739-3103.
WRCO Sports, I'm Tim Thede. Sports is sponsored by members of the WRCO Sports Boosters Club.
Tri-County Building Supply in Spring Green has proudly served local communities since 2013 with daily deliveries throughout the entire area, including Richland Center. Tri-County Building Supply is locally owned and operated. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company lives and works here and cares about the same things you do. Tony and Dana Doherty of Rural Mutual Insurance Company. Call Tony or Dana at 647-2972 for a free quote. And Advanced Pump and Well Solutions, Richland Center, provides service you can trust. Services as close as calling 649-4488.
Tony Perkins' layup with 1.3 seconds left gave Iowa an 88-86 overtime win over number 20 Wisconsin. Perkins, who had 16 of his 18 points in the second half and overtime, drove the right side of the lane, nearly losing the ball before recovering to hit the winning shot. Iowa's Peyton Stanford then intercepted Carter Gilmore's inbounds pass to close the win. Wisconsin had a chance to take the lead with 15 seconds left, and the score was tied at 86, but Max Klesmit missed a three-pointer. Owen Freeman led Iowa with 20 points and 12 rebounds. Stephen Kroll had 22 points to lead Wisconsin. And just in a few minutes, we will be sending you back to the Wisconsin Dells for sectional tournament action with Phil Nee and Henry Bray. This report has been sponsored by the WRCO Sports Boosters. I'm Tim Thede.
Century 21 Complete Service Realty. Experienced brokers and agents serving the area since 1979. They're your friends in real estate. Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe is where local makes the difference. Stop by Christie's for delicious made-from-scratch bakery items and tasty lunch specials. And Cornerstone Service Richland Center, your source for quality auto and light truck repair with honest professional care every time.
You're only as old as you feel is a cliche about aging that may actually bear some truth. Hi, this is Tracy from Simon's Recreation Complex. Exercising can improve your overall health by boosting your energy, improving your mood, and lowering your stress. Simon's Recreation Complex has many older adult members that prove every day that you are never too old to exercise. And membership doesn't need to be a strain on your budget. Many Medicare supplemental plans include free or discounted membership to Simon's Recreation Complex through programs such as Silver Sneakers, Silver and Fit, and Renew Active. These programs are designed for all fitness levels and abilities and include access to over 20 water and land exercise classes offered weekly, along with access to the pool, whirlpool, sauna, exercise rooms, racquetball courts, and more. Whether in a class or working out by yourself, improved fitness can lead to a better quality of life. Stop in today to learn more about programs and why many of our adult users refer to Simon's Recreation Complex as their personal fountain of youth. Call 608-647-8522 or visit us at simonsrec.com.
The Richland Concert Association season continues this Sunday afternoon, February 18th, with the Oakwood Chamber Players at 2 o'clock at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, Crestview Drive, Richland Center. The Oakwood Chamber Players present a panorama of music thanks to an array of talented guest artists chosen for their outstanding musicianship and creativity. The group is composed of six highly talented women, professionals committed to excellence in performance, program selection, and outreach to the community, joined to bring Madison and Wisconsin, the finest in classical and new art music for mixed ensemble of strings and winds. They have performed here in the past and were greatly appreciated for their talented and informative program structure. Don't miss the Oakwood Chamber Players this Sunday at 2 at the Seventh-day Adventist Church, 26625 Crestview Drive, Richland Center, hosted by the Richland Concert Association.
And we will be sending you back to Wisconsin Dells to the sectional tournament action coming up here soon. But until then, we're going to be bringing you a little bit of backtracking right here on WRCO 100.9 FM. And backtracking is sponsored by Jay's Power Center.
Take the wheel to a world of adventure at Jay's Power Center in Reedsburg. UTVs and ATVs, snowmobiles and timber sleds, slingshots, hardworking Mahindra tractors, and so much more. You'll find it all at Jay's Power Center. Jay's mission is to provide a fantastic selection of top brands with the best buying experience and customer support. They service all makes and models with reasonable pickup and delivery services available. Visit jayspowercenter.com or better yet, experience it in person at Jay's Power Center, East Main Street, Reedsburg.
Hello again, everyone, and welcome to the Backtracking Show. We're going back to some memories from the 70s and 80s here on WRCO. Some music headlines and chart toppers. We began on the show back in 1975 this weekend when superstar Elvis Presley arranged for daughter Lisa Marie to meet another superstar, her favorite singer, Elton John. Elton met Lisa Marie thanks to her dad, Elvis Presley, pulling a few strings.
Around.
Elton John on WRCO Radio. 1974 and 75 was a huge era for comebacks. It had been 11 years since Neil Sedaka had a hit on the Billboard pop chart, but now he was back with the second number one song of his career. And what a comeback. Co-written by Phil Cody, who reportedly got the inspiration after falling asleep under a tree. And he and Neil got together later and wrote the song. The song came from an album called Sedaka's Back, still one of my favorite albums, and the first copy I bought of that at Saffel's Music Store, mind you, and it was on cassette. Let's flash forward to 1979, and the song was certified platinum in Great Britain this weekend. It would also rise to number one status in the U.S. in April of 1979 for a new group that era called Blondie.
Found out.
New music in the States in 1979 for Blondie on the Backtrackin' Show.
Welcome to WRCO Radio sports coverage of high school tournament wrestling. The tradition continues. We are proud to bring the excitement of tournament wrestling home to you on WRCO FM 100.9 and live online at WRCO.com.
Welcome back to Wisconsin Dells. You're back just in time for a WrestleBack match featuring Richland Center's Ethan Haiti against Nick Hurstland of Wisconsin Dells. And Haiti shoots in and takes the early takedown. Dresser is going to state. Just a matter of placement here, and Haiti would like to get as high as second. So the girls' tournament continued. We had a couple of the girls' matches on. Otherwise, we didn't have very many local girls' matches on to broadcast. So we are back here. That part of the tournament is complete. And into the boys' wrestlebacks. How many did you say we had, Hank, for boys' wrestlebacks?
We have one, two, three, four, five, six. Six
of them.
Yep.
Ethan Haiti trying to lock in a cradle combination. And now getting out of the predicament there is Hurstland. Now Haiti grabs the bar arm. He's going to try to turn his opponent, and he's successful. Looks like Erland bridging out of there. Ethan Haiti got to be close to getting a pin right here. The officials are down. The officials are looking it over, and now Hurstland gets back to his front side. Ethan Haiti with 52 seconds remaining in the period. Very close to the fall. The official down to look at the shoulder blades. Ethan Haiti looks at the official and then realizes he's got to do something different. And now bridging out of there is Hurstland. And Haiti, with 32 seconds remaining in the period, very close to the fall. There it is. 32, the pin time for Ethan Haiti. So he will finish second at 113 pounds.
Matt won there with 144 pounds. I'm sorry, 126 pounds. Ethan Harrod going against Sawyer Ostrom.
Okay.
Harrod was from Darlington Blackhawk. He has 2-0 now in favor of Ethan from Darlington Blackhawk.
All right. I think we'll see another local man up here in a little bit from right now, the WrestleBacks. And Deke Perkins of Richland Center will also have a WrestleBack coming up in just a little bit. So they did not wrestle any of the boys' WrestleBacks as the girls' tournament was proceeding. Congratulations to Ava Lord of Dodgeville, a champion at 100 pounds, and Emma Haiti of Richland Center, a champion at 107 pounds. And we can jump ahead a little bit to Viroqua's Maddie Zuby. She was a champion at 152 pounds with a pin time of 4:45 over Ashlyn Eckerman, her opponent from Darlington Blackhawk.
Matt, one now. I have Bryce Lindendorf from Prairie du Chien facing Gunnar Johnson from GET.
Okay. And that is at
and
one.
Matt, two is the one as 126 pounders. Ethan Arrett is 9-0 over Sawyer Ostrom.
Okay. Reed Spurley going out of this weight class as the champion. So it's between Arrett and Ostrom for the chance to go as the second place wrestler. And again, an 11-0 lead.
Arrett and Spurley actually had a really good match. 6-4 decision Spurley's way. So very good match right there.
Yeah, no doubt. And moving to 157, as Hank mentioned, battle right now between Lenzendorf and Johnson, G.E.T. Melrose Mindoro and Prairie du Chien. And no score in that one in the first period of wrestling. They break apart. Shooting in again is going to be Lenzendorf. And they break apart. Now kind of using their strength in the upper body, trying to get a throw is Lenzendorf. And this match is complete on the other mat, isn't it?
Eric, 11-0 fall. Or I'm sorry, 11-0 they had a fall. So he got the fall.
Eric did. Okay.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
So
did come out, right? Ethan
Eric, Darlington Blackhawk takes second. And then that means Sawyer Ostrom finishes third here at Wisconsin Dells. Still no score in the 157-pound weight class.
190-pound in the middle, in the center ring here, Phil. It's going to have Christ. What is it? Ross Christ.
Uh-huh. Of Darlington.
From Darlington Blackhawk. He's going to take on LaShawn. Is it? Who did I got? Where did he go? Yeah, Loshaw.
Carson Loshaw.
Carson Loshaw.
Sugar River?
Sugar River.
All right.
I had that down. The final, yeah, that last ones, I finally got Sugar River down.
Well, you did.
Yep.
Well, it's, you know, taking you a little bit, but you got it. Better late than never. 0-0 as they start the second period at 157 pounds. Standing up in bottom position is Lenzendorf. Trying to break free. We've got a warning for stalling, it appears, on green. And that would be on G.T. Melis-Mandoro. Lenzendorf turns in and gets, he's going to get 1 point. Now turns in, he might get more as he gets around for a reversal. That'll make it a 3-0 lead.
Phil, we have a change down here. We have Simmons from PDC at the 285-pounder. They even changed it on track wrestling, taking on Tim Lund, all right, from Evansville.
Okay.
So
they jumped over Teague Perkins. Teague might
they
be.
They did.
I'm not sure. I see the Richland Center staff down there. Maybe he won't wrestle here in this match. But it could be a track thing, too. Maybe he's
very
supposed to be up on this mat. I don't know. We'll see. So 3-1 now. Lenzendorf is going to give up a point. Lenzendorf, I should say, leading 3-1. And they're sparring, takedown, center of the mat. Second period action with 53 seconds remaining in the second. Lenzendorf makes a move low, trying to get inside for a takedown, and now being fought off by Johnson. Johnson driving the legs, and they're close to going out of bounds on the far sideline. Staying on the mat is Johnson, Lenzendorf, and they'll go out of bounds. 3-1 with 32 seconds remaining in the second period. Back to the center of the mat. Back, Hank, if you got a chance, maybe you can look up 215 on the on your bracket there,
okay,
and see what it says about Teague Perkins. 3-1 score here, 18 seconds remaining in the second period, all 2-2s in the wrestle back round. Lenzendorf.
Oh, there is no wrestle back. Oh, M for second. What does that mean? Is that medical?
Must be. So Perkins will not wrestle, it doesn't look like. Grosskopf of Lodi is going to take second. Perkins takes home third. And I think earlier in the day, he was listed as an injury for the win for Theory.
Yeah, he was right here.
Yeah, Theory injury. Wins by injury. That was back in the semifinal round. And so probably trying to protect Teague. So
probably.
If he doesn't have another.
He's still going to state.
He's still going to state as a third place wrestler. So he's one of two Hornets. Ethan Haney going as well. We can tell you as well, River Valley will have a man at state next week. That's Wyatt Knockreiner. So Wyatt goes as the third place wrestler at 150. Takes a 7-2 win over his opponent from Monroe. And that was Kristen Hsu. So Knockreiner goes as the third-place wrestler at 150. Again, a couple of Hades going from Richland Center.
Yeah.
Emma and Ethan. Keith Perkins, Wyatt Knockreiner from River Valley. Dodgeville with a contingent of four champions right in a row for Coach Lord and company. But Shane Roshan, Hawkins Peterson a champion, Charlie Mites, and Reed Spurley. Talk about a great start for them.
And 190, did you have a playback in 190?
That was
right here. It's medical, so they,
it was medical, okay.
Yeah, so Chris from Darlington Blackhawks is going to get in a second.
Okay, so they jumped over that one too.
Well, this is it.
Mm-hmm. Getting close to a pin at 285 is the combatant there, Simmons and Lund. And as far as Simmons is concerned, he's close to scoring a pin. His opponent looking up at the lights. Simmons trying to finish out strong and finish in the first place spot. This is a 3-2 match in the wrestle back at 157 pounds. Johnson and Lenzendorf going right down to the wire. 3-2.
Got the pin. Simmons good.
Simmons gets the pin. So he advances as the second place wrestler here. And down to the final 18 seconds of a long day here at Wisconsin Dells.
It's been a good day, though, Phil. Thank you for having me. And again, I'd like to thank all of our sponsors. We couldn't do this for all without them.
9 seconds remaining. Looks like this match is tied at 3. Very fitting if they go back to the center of the mat now. I think there's a little bit of medical time.
There's some blood time.
Yep. So, again, we know that they'll be going to state at 157 pounds. Johnson and Lenzendorf.
Yep, they will.
Looks like some medical time, and we'll give you the final on this one a little bit later on today. We're going to call it a day here. From
hey, thanks for having us, Glenn.
You bet. Appreciate it.
Mr. Fabulous coming to pick us up or no?
Tim Bede? I don't think so. We'll get him a crown at Burger King on the way home.
Yeah. Hey, and you know what? First of all, thank Adam Hess for getting us started this morning.
Yep.
Thank you, Adam. And, Tim, you've done a great job, my man.
You bet. And we'll be back a little bit later on. I'll be there live or almost live for those were the days. But until that time, we'll be sending you a recording. For Henry Bray, I'm Phil Nee, and thank you for joining us for Sectional Tournament Wrestling on WRCO and WRCO.com.
We hope you enjoyed today's coverage of high school tournament wrestling. WRCO is proud to help celebrate the accomplishments of local high school athletes. Thanks for listening to today's broadcast of WRCO Radio Sports.
Ash Wednesday is the beginning of the 40 days that the Christian Church observes as the Lenten season. By fasting from certain foods and bad habits and self-denial, the Christian prepares for the remembrance of Christ's betrayal and crucifixion. But when speaking of Jesus said, "When you fast, do not look somber as the hypocrites do, for they disfigure their faces to show others they are fastful. But when you fast, put oil on your head and wash your face, so that it will not be obvious to others that you are fasting, but only to your Father who is unseen, and your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." I'll still invest some time in the spiritual discipline of fasting to get closer to God, but I won't be wearing it on my face as a badge of honor. That's between God and me. Instead, I'm going to give up Lent for Lent this year. Instead of concentrating on giving up things on the outside, I'm going to give in to the Spirit of Christ that lives in me and celebrate the joyful excitement that comes from a heart that is filled with Christ. Won't you join me in giving in to the precious presence of God this season? When we are living in Christ, we are a blessing to everyone around us.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
The Backtracking Show from WRCO, the best of the 70s and 80s, our pregame show for Those Were the Days. A very influential show weekend in 1973. The Midnight Special premiered on NBC as a regular program with Helen Reddy as the host. Wolfman Jack would later take over for an 8.5-year run. Wolfman otherwise was usually on there with some sort of interview or smart remark in between songs.
Backtracking! WRCO.
A big one for Helen Reddy this weekend in 1974. Angie Baby.
You live your life in the songs you hear on the rock and roll radio. And when a young girl doesn't have any friends, that's a really nice place to go. Folks hoping you'd turn out cool, but they had to take you out of school. Oh, touch, you know, Angie Baby. Appear in your room each night and they whirl you across the floor, but they always seem to fade away when your daddy taps on your door. Angie girl, are you all right? Tell the radio good night, all alone once more, Angie baby. I see your folks have gone away. Would you dance with
I'll show you how to have a good time, Angie, baby. When he walks in a room, he feels confused, like he walked into a play. And the music's so loud, it spins him around till his soul has lost its way. And as she turns the volume down, he's getting smaller with the sound. It seems to pull him off the ground, toward the radio he's bound, never to be found. The headlines read that a boy disappeared, and everyone thinks he died. Except a crazy girl with a secret lover who keeps her satisfied. It's so nice to be insane, no one asks you to explain. Radio by your side, Angie, baby.
Music headlines and hot hits on the Backtrackin' Show. Helen Reddy from WRCO FM 100.9. In 1983, Air Supply's seventh studio album, Now and Forever, was certified platinum, peaking at number 25 on the Hot 200 chart. The LP contained three top 40 hits, including this one on the Backtrackin' Show.
I was down, my dreams were wearing thin. When you're lost, where do you begin? My heart always seemed to drift from day to day.